joseyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
I've been noticing things in church all over the world, because I've been to a whole bunch of them, folks. And I can truly say one thing, and I could say it with some assurity. And I say this to my brethren, because today is Brotherhood Day.
Yes, yes.
It appeared to me, or seemed to appear to me, that brothers don't like to worship. Can I say that again? I know this is going to be broadcast. I said that it appears to me, or it seems to me, that brothers don't like to worship. Amen. Now, why would I make such a statement? Amen. Because most of the time when I go to church, somebody's church, they always have a female or a sister to come up and lead the worship service. Very seldom do I see somebody say, well, brother so-and-so, would you come on up here and lead the worship service? See, there's nothing wrong with brothers leading the worship service. And because it appears to me that the reason why brothers don't want to lead worship service is because they might be ashamed. I got a message for you. If you are ashamed to worship him down here, I want you to think, who is it going to be that's sitting at the right hand of God the Father that's going to represent you before his Father?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So what I'm saying to us is that we cannot be ashamed to worship him down here.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Because he has got to represent us.
Yes, sir.
Up there. But I know we don't have that problem here. Amen. Because we have some folks that don't mind worshiping God.
Yes, sir.
But as I used to look back at that thing, I said, I wonder why it appears to me that men don't like to worship, because perhaps they don't really understand what worship is.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You know, sometimes worship is not just jumping up, doing that and getting loud, and even though that's good,
yes,
amen. Because when you start doing that, and when you start getting loud, and sometimes we have churches where folks get up and run around the church. You see, when you are doing those things, what you are doing is humbling yourself,
yes,
before Almighty God.
Yes,
amen. So sometimes when we get to the point where we want to show a little bit of emotion, amen, brothers, amen, we need to show some of that emotion, because you know something? We show a whole lot of emotion when it comes down to praising other things. Oh, yeah, I know I got this thing right. You see, we have our favorite baseball player and team, and we'll praise them. We have our favorite football player and team, and we'll worship them. We have our favorite basketball player and team, and we'll worship him, but praise them. But praise God, we ought to want to worship God. Amen. Because he's done so many things for us. Amen. He was the one that tapped you on your shoulders this morning. Amen. While you were out of your mind, laying up there in a state of deadness, it was him that tapped you on the shoulder and say, it's time for you to get up. Amen. You didn't do that on your own. Let me tell you something. I don't care how much money you invested in that clock you have. That clock didn't do that. Amen. It was God who touched you this morning and got you up. Amen. You see, the one thing about men, and when I say men, I say brethren, I'm talking collectively, sisters, because that means that's us too. Amen. I mean that to you all too. We ought to praise and worship God. Amen. Amen. You see, God won our worship. Man was made to worship God. And we have, by nature, we are to worship. And God won our worship, and he don't want to give his worship to nobody else or to no other thing.
Yeah.
Huh? Yes, somebody said, how do you know that? I know that because I remember in the fourth chapter of Matthew, praise God, when Satan tempted Jesus. And he tempted him three times. On the third tempt, he told him, saying, I got all of this stuff. See all this stuff out here? All of this can be yours. All you have to do is fall down and worship me. And what did he say? I believe it's Matthew 4:10. You can go back and check it out. Praise God. He said, get thee hence, Satan. Amen. Thou should only worship the Lord thy God and him only. Amen. See, he wants your worship. Praise God. And we are creatures, praise God, that were made to worship. Praise God. The only question is, who is it that you're going to worship? Because you're going to worship something. Amen. We're going to get to that. You're going to worship something. So we are not to be ashamed to worship our Lord and our Savior because of all the things that he has done for us. Praise God. And that verse of scripture that I just quoted there illustrates to us, praise God, the trueness about worship. Because you know something? What you worship is what you're going to wind up serving. Can I say that again? What you worship is what you're going to wind up serving. So if you worship your house, praise God, guess what? You're going to serve your house. If you worship your car, you're going to serve your car. Praise God. That's why I like that verse of scripture that says, lay not for yourselves treasures upon this earth. Praise God, where the moth and the rust does corrupt and what thieves break through and steal. But you ought to lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Praise God, where the moth nor the rust does corrupt and where the thieves do not break through and steal. Praise God, because where your heart is, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is going to be. So if you are serving something, if you are worshiping something, praise God, that's what you're going to wind up serving. Some folks worship their husbands. Some folks worship their wives. Some folks worship their money. Praise God. And guess what? That's what you wind up serving. So we ought to worship God. He's the one that did everything for us. Amen. Amen. As we look at that text that we have, praise God, and we talk about not being ashamed to worship God, that text gives us four reasons why we're not ashamed. I like the fact that we're over here at Second Union, and we're not ashamed to worship him. Amen. Everybody hadn't got there yet, but let me tell you, amen, pretty much we're there. Amen. You see, the first reason why we are not ashamed, because we know the what of worship. Look at verse 1 and 2. It says, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. O come, let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. What he says, let us come before his presence with what? Thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. You see, the psalmist says, let us. Praise God, worship the Lord. So the what of worship is us. Yeah. Amen. Every born again believer, every person, praise God, who has the breath of God in their bodies ought to be worshiping him. Yeah. Amen. You see, many people come to church, praise God, to see how other folks are going to worship him. Yeah. They're going to see how other folks going to praise them. Somebody said, well, I don't do that. I can't say that because I hadn't been like that all my life. You see, there was a time when I used to come to church just to see who was going to get up, amen, and worship. And let me tell you what that does for you. When you're worried about what somebody else or how somebody else is going to worship, praise God, you are taking your mind off of Jesus Christ, and you are focusing your mind on somebody else. Sitting back there looking, I wonder what she is. When she going to get up and do her scream? When she going to get up and do her dance? When she going to take up and throw her hands up, praise God, when you ought to be focusing on God and what he has done for you in your life? That's what you need to be focusing your attention on. My brothers and my sisters, we ought to focus totally on Jesus Christ. Somebody say, well, what you got to worship him for? Praise God, I celebrated with a lady yesterday that's been on this earth for 86 years. Praise God, that's worth worshiping God. Amen. I've watched. Praise God, I've been to many basketball games in this town. I've been to many football games in this town. I have seen people wheeled into the games. I've seen them led into the games because they couldn't see. Praise God, I've seen people carry them into the game. Praise God, but we get and got to the point where we so sophisticated in church saying it don't take all of that. Praise God, the word say that we ought to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You tell me about it don't take all of that. Praise God, I've seen some folk, when their team is winning, I don't care if they couldn't see. I don't care if they couldn't walk. Praise God, they're out there, they are worshiping that team with everything that they have in their being. And praise God, and here we are serving a God who has given us everything that we have. He's given us life and strength. He's given us, praise God, the wherewithal to create wealth. He's given us home, praise God, that most of us never thought that we'll live in. He's given us automobiles to drive that most of us never thought that we'll have to drive. He's let us live in neighborhoods that we never thought that we have the opportunity to live in. And you want to come in here and sit down on God? Praise God, we serve a God and we ought not be ashamed of him. Praise God, not at no time. Amen. Amen. I don't care if you're in the front of President Bush. Praise God, or in the front of anybody. Praise God, and somebody say something about Jesus. You ought to raise your hand and say, yes, he's a great God. Amen. Amen. We ought to worship him. And we ought to give him all of the praise that he deserves. You know true religion? You know what true religion is? True religion is giving God praise. It's not stoic. The word stoic means that it's not flat. It's not emotionally dead. Praise God. True religion is something that is lively. We are energetic about the God that we serve. Praise God. It would be a pity. I know you have read some history. You've seen some of that stuff on television. Praise God. Sister B. DeMille's portrayal of the Ten Commandments. It would be something if Pharaoh would walk between them all them old dead gods up there and said, "Now, God, I want you to praise God." But they walked up to them things and said, "Now I want you to do this. I want you to move." Well, I remember that part when Pharaoh's son died. Man, he was walking up to that idol God and was saying, "Look, you to bring that boy back to life." Praise God. He wasn't walking up there looking all sad. But the thing is, sometimes we come to church. This is the place that we ought to be experiencing joy. But we come to church sometime looking like, and I can understand some people may be down and out, but you ain't supposed to be down and out all the time. God has been too good to us. Amen. We ought to be, every time we walk into church, we ought to sing that song, "I got joy bells ringing, 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 ringing. I got joy bells ringing down in my heart. I got joy bells ringing, and they're ringing down in my heart." And if we won't sing that one, we ought to say, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." Amen. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Praise God. That other song, that "I got joy, this joy that I have, The world didn't give it to me. Praise God. This joy.